stopping by and listening and patiently waiting on your reading. Even though I posted all this shit at one time, but you get it because y'all been waiting all day. Well, since yesterday. But I appreciate you, homeschooling. Okay, so the moon phase that you chose was waxing moon. It says now is a good time to focus on achieving your own personal goals. So what is up? Like, what are you waiting on? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's taking you so long to get shit out? What's taking you so long to take action? Like, what do you want and why do you want it? You need to go within to figure that out if you don't know already. I feel like you need to have more faith in the things that you are trying to create in your life. Like, you got to walk on the faith. You can't just talk that shit. You got to live it too. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like right now is the perfect time for you to start manifesting, especially because we're in the new moon. It's definitely time for you to start manifesting the things that you want. Come on, write that shit out. But also realize, before you try to bring something in, you're going to need to clear some shit out. So I definitely encourage you to clear out whatever blocking you from believing that you are deserving of love, from whatever that's blocking you from believing that you are deserving of money and, you know, happiness and peace and shit in your life. Like, clear all that shit out through shadow working. If you don't know what that is, go on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Do your research. If you want me to send some links, I definitely don't mind doing that, helping you out. So you can definitely hit me up, like DMs and shit like that, and I'll definitely help you out. It's not a problem. But other than that, you know, use your resources, start going within yourself. Meditation, do all types of meditation. You do stillness meditation, mindfulness meditation, walking meditation, drawing meditation, writing meditation, like anything that brings you peace and closure and understanding and bring you one to yourself is a form of meditation. Do it. Smoke you a blizzant. Okay, yes, I said blizzant. But you know what I'm saying? Like, get yourself in that mood. Choose happy. That's what my box say right here that I'm actually reading on. Look at this box. It's like my little manifestation box. It's a thing that I started doing. Like, I started writing like all my little manifestations, my little notes and shit. Like, I should share this with people. Like, not share what I have in here, but like share the idea. Like, y'all the only ones I told. So whoever end up listening to this, lucky you. But yeah, I have like this big ass manifestation box that I brought from the dollar store. It was like literally a dollar from Family Dollar. You know, they ain't shit up in that bitch a dollar, but it was on sale. So, but it was a big ass box that says she's happy. And, you know, it's kind of like, have you seen the movie 13 Going on 30, how she had that dream house and you make the wishes, the shit like that. I have glitter in here and everything's really cute. So anyways, moving forward. Yeah, you need to start doing things that's going to put you in alignment. Like, head ass shit, like what I just talked about. Like, this box right here is the type of shit that I do to put myself in alignment with what I want. I put it in here. This is my faith box. You know what I'm saying? It's my dream box. I know everything that I put in this bitch is going to manifest. I don't give a fuck about what nobody else have to say. They can put all their negative energy all they want. But as long as I believe it's going to work, it's going to fucking work. Period. Okay, anyways, moving forward. Getting a little bit too deep. All right, so we got some love messages. Healing family issues, your love life benefits as you forgive your parents. Past life, you have known each other before. So, So you may have some family issues that's really getting in the way of your love life, and you may not see it. It could be resulting in the way that you're reacting to situations, how you're taking things in, how you're handling things, right? All reactions. So I feel like with this healing family issues, your love life benefits as you forgive your parents. Some of you guys got some parent issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe your parents abandoned you, or maybe your mother was more of a father than your father was, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe your father was more of a mother than your mother was. You know, should be resonating with a whole bunch of different people. So however this may resonate for you, and some of you guys may be in a marriage or a situation where you may have a child, you know what I'm saying, and things are not going right at home, and I feel like spirit is asking that you just pray. You know what I'm saying? You pray. I say this all the time because it'd be true. If you pray for everything else, why not pray for yourself and your healing and, you know, your release? You know what I'm saying? You can't be praying for something and not aligning yourself. The shit is not going to fall out of the sky. Like, if you really want to be release from this situation, then remove yourself. Ask God to send you a sign, a specific sign. You see what I'm saying? Be like, oh, show me a cloud with fucking butterflies in that bitch, and he may show you the word butterfly or the word clouds or the symbol. You know what I'm saying? That's your sign right there. And he's gonna show you a hell of a lot of times, let me tell you, because this nigga just don't stop. I asked him for a sign about 2-3 days ago, got it the same day, and still get it all day, every day. Like, okay, I got it, I get it. But he just be wanting to let you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Because we often, as humans, you know, we question some things, you know what I'm saying? We're only human. You know what I'm saying? It's just an experience. But anyways, I forgot what the fuck I was saying. Moving on to the next card. Past life relationship. You have known each other before. So, yeah. Some of you guys may be dealing with someone from your literal past. Like, your past life. Or, like, from your past in this lifetime. They may be coming back in or have came back in to express themselves to you. And maybe you're not really trusting of them because they might have dealt a lot of bad cards with you. They might have caused a lot of pain in the relationship. They might have just caused a lot of issues, especially if y'all have kids together. It just may be a lot of, you know, in and out, in and out, and them not knowing what the hell they want, right? You need to use your discernment with this. You know what I'm saying? Choose yourself. Choose love within yourself first. You know what I'm saying? But also learn how to forgive. You know, reflect on the situation before just pointing fingers, because you play a part in this person hurting you. You knew how the person was before you, while you were in the relationship. You saw the red flags. You insisted on staying. That's your fault. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, when you start seeing the signs, and I'm just being real because, like, I don't know how to sugarcoat that, because if you really sit there and think about it, if you saw the red signs, rather you are used to it or not, you saw the red flags, you know what I'm saying? Why are you sitting here pointing fingers at the person and not yourself when you saw it? Same thing with me, with my masculine. Like, I saw that shit happen. I didn't pull cards on this man. You know what I'm saying? I was his reader before anything. So it's like, of course, I snuck in and asked some questions, you know what I'm saying? Invading in privacy. I've told him that I was honest about it, so, you know, he was okay with it. But, you know, I didn't tell him what I saw, but I did tell him, you know, I did a reading, da, 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 but he already knew it. But anyways, the point of the matter is, when I did that reading, I kept getting the deception card. Literally, I would pick up the deck, reshuffle it, still get the same fucking card. Literally every single time I was in denial, I threw myself in the fire and I started to blame him. But then when I did that self-reflection, I'm like, really, my feelings towards him and what he did, yeah, he did me fucked up, but at the same time I did myself dirty, because I knew what it was before I got into it. I was warned, but I ignored the signs. So at the end of the day, yeah, I'm mad. Yes, he did what he did, but at the same time, I'm open to forgiving him. I'm working on it because I saw it coming. And at the end of the day, it still had nothing to do with him at this point. You know what I'm saying? He did what he did. I'm still hurt. Why? Because it triggered something within me. All right? What did it trigger? My father issues. You know what I'm saying? So I've been working on it. You know what I'm saying? I still have every right to be mad at what he did, but I have every right to understand that I played a part in what he did to me as well, because I saw it happen before it happened. You see what I'm saying? So anyways, you just got to be honest with yourself. Take responsibility. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not to say to feel bad and keep yourself in depression and beat yourself up. Like, fuck, you did something. Own up to it and move forward. Like, that's the only way you're going to be able to move forward. How do you want somebody to own up to their bullshit, but you can't own up to yours? All right, so moving on, because I'm going to be talking for ages. We're going to go into affirmation deck. We have the universe has my back. When I think I've surrendered, I surrender more. The universe has my back. Okay. I don't know why I just repeated that again. I guess y'all needed to hear that. So I guess spirit is saying, you know, let that shit go. Because at the end of the day, you will be blessed. At the end of the day, whatever it is that's holding you back, that you're holding on to, let it go. Because you're not benefiting from it. You're literally in the same spot, going in circles, constantly contemplating, constantly overthinking, constantly hurt, constantly not knowing which direction to go. Why? Because you kind of bring baggage with you that don't belong with you anymore. It doesn't resonate with you anymore. You went through it already. Reflect on it. Feel it. Understand what it mirrored back to you. Release it. Know that it can no longer harm you. That it's done what it's done. You know what I'm saying? Let that shit go. Surrender. When you think you've surrendered, surrender some more. Because you will be blessed, ultimately, with joy, with happiness, with peace. But you have to want it. If you want it, you got to create it. Something you want, just like I tell people all the time, you want that change, you got to become the change that you want to see. You see what I'm saying? I want to help a lot of people. I got to put myself out there. That's what I'm doing. It's hard for me, but I'm doing it. It's uncomfortable, but it's helping me grow. It's helping me get out that comfort zone. It's helping me get out of my shyness. I'm doing whatever it takes to get myself out of my misery because I'm tired. And keeping myself in my misery does not get me anywhere. I'm tired of being in the same position. Like, I'm tired of talking about how tired I am. Bitch, I'm tired. Okay? You know what I'm saying? It's just all about being real with yourself. So going into the Archangel, because this is going to be a little longer than what I expected. I think these messages was really needed for y'all. And it's so funny because I think I chose this deck. Yeah, I think I chose this deck. But anyways, hello from heaven, Archangel Azrael. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel the loving blessings. So I feel like Spirit is telling you, like, you are being divinely protected. Like, your ancestors, you know, lost loved ones, they are watching over you. They're guiding you. They're protecting you. But you have to let go of what no longer serves you. Like, you're blocking your blessings. How are you trying to bring on the baggage that wasn't giving you what the hell you needed to begin with, thinking it's going to give it to you now? Like, no. Let that shit go, sis, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. It's all right. Cry it out. Do whatever you have to do. So moving on, we have make a plan, and we have express your joy. Well, express your joy and make a plan. So you know what I'm saying? Show more gratitude towards yourself. Look at your accomplishments. Look at the small shit. The small shit still big. The size don't matter. A blessing is a blessing. Accomplishment is an accomplishment. Who gives a fuck what everybody else think? You need to be proud of yourself, because at the end of the day, who did that shit? You did that shit. The fuck? Like, you better be proud. You better be proud. Be cocky. Feel good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shit, you ain't even gotta call it cockiness. Confidence. Gain that shit. Express it. Create a plan from a solid foundation. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to look. All these fucking palaces. That's the message. Create a solid fucking foundation. Stop walking on eggshells in your life. Let go. Breathe. Set your heart free. You ain't gonna do this by yourself. You may not have the people in physical to understand you and to move you, but you got people in the spiritual realm that's gonna help you out. That can help you out more than a motherfucker that's in the physical can. Let's be honest. If we really being honest. But yeah, let me know if this resonates with you.